Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's this. I have these hip bones that stick out, and you pull this puppy high-waisted with those two doorknobs sticking out. It's just a weird look. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Oh, God. Welcome to the pregame.
Oh, wow, she says with a sultry voice. Welcome to Calm Down After Dark.
Yeah. These questions are so... The first one is really scary.
Hi, everyone. This is the pregame. You know how this works. You guys submit questions. We answer them. And I will do my best to answer without wincing because I've got a pinched nerve. And a lot of people are on my last nerve. So we'll talk about in the full-length podcast later because this is crazy behavior. First up, girlfriend, who do we have?
We have Ali Boo 7ND. What's your love language and how do your partners show it? I don't know. What's yours?
So I've read, again, this gal in the self-help aisle of love at Barnes & Noble for about 3 years of my life. Have you ever read that book?
The Love Languages?
Love Languages?
Think it's on my shelf. Haven't read it.
Mine's words of affirmation and physical touch. So I like to be praised with words like, you're doing good, sweetie, keep it up. And I like you to give me a smooch and a little pat on the bootay. You know what I mean?
Oh,
a little sassy hey sass. Now. So yeah, another one would be like gifts is one of them. Another one is, shit, I forgot. I feel like you would be, let me think. I think you'd be a words of affirmation gal. I think we're people that like to know that like a little attaboy that we're doing good or that we're
laugh
needed.
Laugh at my joke. Maybe right. Laugh at my joke a little bit. Listen.
Serving others, Ryan told us, is another one.
Oh, good, Ryan. Your partners show it? Yeah, I mean, my husband laughing at my jokes maybe and listening. So yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's good. That's cute. I like that.
My love language. My little new that's M gifts. Around my neck.
Well,
and my wristy from my gal.
Well, you know, it's just
showering
a small
me with love.
My appreciation for you having a baby so I can babysit and watch him and love on him the rest of my life, which
sure.
We have a lot to catch up on because so much has happened since the announcement last week. And I know that you're like, okay, we got it. But
he's like, already 5 years old.
I love him so much. And I have questions, comments, and concerns. Okay.
Okay.
Miranda Carter.
Carter.
Right. One-piece swimsuit or two-piece swimsuit? Always two piece. Even when I probably shouldn't be in it, I am delusional about, I think I'm a Victoria swimsuit model, a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. So I can't do the one piece because it got in my head that one guy told me one time, like, oh, I don't like one pieces. So now it's in my head. And I even think that they're cute and there's times where I go to buy them. but I can't do it. I can't pull the trigger. I have a bunch and I can't wear them. So two piece always for me, even if I shouldn't.
You? So I hate wearing any piece. I'm a nude scoot kind of gal, but it just feel like I don't have the right, you know what I'm saying. But I am more of a two piece. And the biggest reason why I'm all for the one piece train, we've discussed this with bodysuits. My torso, super long. Can't find a one piece that fits without a little stretch way up there.
Because when you're a model, when you're 5'10" and you have a size 6 foot and the tiniest hands I've ever seen, this biatch. But yeah, I don't also, something I never got into, the high-waisted swimsuit two pieces. No. Never got into those, but I appreciate the look on some people and I wish I could pull it off.
Here's right, this. I have these hip bones that stick out and I'm not like, I have hip bones. I've just always had these hip bones that stick out. It just, it is what it is. And you pull this puppy high-waisted with those two doorknobs sticking out. It's just a weird look. It's
She's
not
the
great.
Girl that hits her hip on the countertop every time she turns the corner because it's right at that level. Every single countertop, Aaron's like, ow. I'm like, there they go again.
Speaking of right at that level, did anyone see the meme from Lake Tahoe and the gentleman resting on the golf like rope and he wasn't resting on his hip bones? I'll just leave it at that. We'll probably
post. Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, excuse him and everything about him. It was like a big
meme. He was
that
turned on by the hole in one? Oh
no,
my.
He wasn't turned on. He was just resting everything on the roped off area. I mean, security.
I'm not a visual learner. I'm going to need to see a visual.
Ryan will send it because I know Ryan knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I miss that. I was too busy looking at, what's his name? Tom from Vanderpump, who we don't like. Sandoval, who was back on stage in pants that he shouldn't have been in. We get
always.
It. But the best was the saxophone player, which, by the way, I love that you have a saxophone player. Kenny G, line one. The saxophone players, this is what he does. For those of you watching on YouTube, those of you, our millions of fans watching. He plays the saxophone. He's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And then he's like, the band's still
checking
playing.
Checking his phone.
Checking his phone. It was so good. I was like, this guy didn't give up. You know what? Anywho, good stuff. Back
really,
to
really
the originally
good.
Scheduled program.
Yeah,
you're up, sister.
Here we go. Is it worth a second date when the first one really left you with no feeling of a connection? I actually think it's not a bad idea. I mean, if you're repulsed, you're not into it. If you're like, this is never going to happen. If he's just got a bad breath vibe, a weird, like, you know, something that's creeping you out. I get it. But if you're like, here's me, I'll say it. I mean, it was great going out to dinner with my husband the first night, but I was like, he's cool. I mean, I don't know, but because I was going through my own shit. Yeah, I had
you
my
didn't
own
feel
crap.
It? You weren't
I was
like, oh my God, I'm marrying this guy tomorrow.
No, because I was dealing with my own stuff. I'm in my head. I'm dealing with my feelings. I'd broken up with a guy. I wasn't over it. I was like, whatever. So it could be you. It's not me. It's you. It's not you. It's me. All the things.
Normally, it's not you. It's us. But in this particular case,
always.
Give peace a chance and him a chance. I agree with that because maybe he's having an off day. You know,
and maybe you are too.
I believe it's second. Well, exactly. So go for it, Sarah. Give him a second chance. Which reminds me, in the full length podcast, we have something about a first date that is worth elaborating on because you guys were awesome. And we're going to start a new segment. Here's a preview of Throwback Thursday. We were talking about ick first dates and your guys' responses were some of you guys were amazing. So we'll get to that later. All right. Next up, MJ Rodriguez as ZM. God, I wish I'm such a moron. MJ Rodriguez, that is the Z. Sorry, I screwed that up. How to regain confidence after losing it. Well, what are we talking
Ooh.
About? Just
what
in
happened?
Life. I know. I need more information. But I think in general, I always adhere to Scott Thompson's rules for success in life. My father has all of these, you know, John Wooden-like quotes. He's always like, it's not, you know, how far you fall. It's how quickly you get up. It's one of those things like I equate everything in my life to sports. So like if you have a turnover or something bad in my life has happened, think about your life in four quarters. It's not over. The game's not done. So like think of it as a minor setback or a small little turnover and think like, do you want that to be the end of your story? Probably not. So keep going. And that will be a distant memory if you can get past or over that hump.
Speaking of athletes, I'm on episode 4 of The Quarterback. It's really good. It's really, really good.
I need to.
I'll say this. It's not for the casual fan. I mean, I'm not telling you not to watch it if you're not a casual fan, but Jarrett and I were watching part of it yesterday and it had Mahomes. And can I say this too? Because I'm someone that's always like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. It was really nice to follow guys. Now, Patrick is the exception, but he's also the face of the NFL right now. It was really cool with Marcus Mariota and Kirk Cousins to follow other guys and see their lives. I appreciated that, but they had this whole like regimen that Mahomes is on during the season. And it's what he does with his own private strength coach and the like different ways he twists his body. So if he falls that way, it's not going to be like, you know, a freak reaction by his body. It was really, really good. And I looked over at Jarrett and I go, this is awesome. And he goes, this is fucking awesome. Because A, you don't really see into these guys' lives before like that. Also, Carissa was thinking this, and Jarrett said it, this isn't even their team practice. This is their personal stuff that they put in. And then you've got the annoying reporters that want to come in and do this sit-down interview. It just, I love those guys so much. I'm so grateful for their time, but watching it really, really made me even more grateful for just the time that they make. They have zero time with their families. Zero.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that because someone that we know very well was saying that about his own life where it's difficult to make time to do a show like that because you are so limited and then you to do those sit down interviews and do those things.
Yeah.
But then to further your point, which is why I'm so thankful. Like even I just came back yesterday from doing an interview with a couple different guys and I just appreciate it's even their off season, like making time to do those things because they
they're going
have
to camp in a few days.
Exactly. Yeah. So athletes, thank you for making time because by the way, you don't have to.
No, love you guys.
This is for you, sister. Front row seats. Cute name. Is Matt going to travel? I love that we get Matt questions now. The baby, the baby. Is Matt going to travel with you this season? And congrats.
Oh, thank you guys. And also, I'll say this on our real podcast that comes out on Thursday. Thank you guys for all the amazing messages and support. It was really, really cool to see. We'll talk about that. But I don't really think so. It's really hard. Kristen knows this. When we travel, I mean, especially we've talked about it. Like you're literally, I can't see me really having Mac. Hey, Mac, can you just hang out on this public bathroom floor at the Atlanta airport while I absolutely change my clothes and get into my comfies? You good with that? Here, here's your pacifier. What about your burp cloth? Got that too. Great.
Look at my mommy.
Put it all. I mean, so many stories. We had our first big puke. Anyways, so no, I don't think so, but you never know.
You never know. And last but not least,
Whitney Welker, moving in with my boyfriend, what to expect, prep for. Bathroom sitch is always a big for me. Now, here's the thing. I live with Monica Geller from Friends, more ADD, OCD about cleanliness than I have ever been in my life. I have now turned into him.
Which says a lot. You are clean, Mrs. Clean.
But I wasn't always like that. I would tread lightly the first couple months because it's your man. I know you think you know your man, but you're moving in with him and it's a whole new ball of wax, don't you think? Like little things about like the way they sniff at night or like the air conditioner temps and shit.
Okay. That's actually, this could be an entire episode in and of itself because I am a psychopath. If you're not home, turn the AC off. Why are we paying the AC on? Because we've talked about this at nauseam.
Or let's have it running work, you know?
Yeah. Or, well, that too. Whitney, I am currently in the same exact situation because Steve and I are going to move in together officially. And
is that breaking news here?
I think we talked about after the break-in. I was like, what are we doing? I was like, you're never at your house anyways.
That's breaking news here because I wasn't told. Yeah. So you know what? It's a great way to follow up the baby news. You guys are moving in together. Here's the thing, guys. Every week we're breaking news.
This just in. And we've got some headlines. So we're all out of time on the pregame. Stick with us. Thursday, we'll talk about Mac. We'll talk about moving in together. We'll talk about bodysuits and why I'm obsessed with Goldie Hawn and Dolly Parton. Love you guys. Thanks for your question. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.